So we're all set to go with March baseball here at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. Here to call the first three innings of the game, the voice of the Clearwater Threshers, Kirsten Carbick.
Thank you, Joe. Miles Gordon will lead things off as we're just about to get underway here in the top of the first inning. Jose Alonso on the mound has completed his warm-up tosses, and Miles Gordon stands in from the left-hand side, and the first pitch of this ball game is outside for ball one, and we are underway here from Tropicana Field. The Canadian Junior National Team taking on a Rays prospect squad. The 1-0 swung on and fouled back off to our left and into the stands. And the count is even now to Gordon. One ball and one strike. Well, Gordon the start in center field. Kobe Highland will follow in this inning. Tristan Pompey also due to bat. Next one home is a fastball for a called strike. Make it 1-2 on Miles Gordon. Gordon taps his bat on the plate a couple of times and awaits the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes from Alonso. Swung on and a ground ball to second. Fielding is under row. He sets and slings over to first in time. And there is out number one here on the top of the first inning. Setting the Rays defense for you, we'll look left to right in the outfield. It'll be Jose Paez, Thomas Malone, and Braylon Jackson. Grant Kay is the third baseman with Christian Toribio at shortstop. Riley Unroe, you just met, at second. Casey Gillespie is at first, and David Rodriguez behind the plate. Kobe Highland stands in now, swings at the first pitch. A comebacker off of Alonso, carries out to second. On row has it. His throw to first is wide and off the mitt of Gillespie, the first baseman. So Highland is safe. We'll have to see if Alonso is okay. I'm not sure if he got a glove on that, but a line drive came right back at him, deflected off him. He says he's all right and gets a hand from the crowd here at Tropicana Field. So Highland is aboard. One down here in the top of the first inning with Tristan Pompey to come to bat. I think they're going to score that an error on the second baseman on row. Had time, it looked like, to make the throw to first base, but his throw was a little bit wide of the bag and off the glove of Gillespie. So Highland reaches, and here is Pompey. First pitch to him is a called strike. It's nothing in one on the switch hitting designated hitter. Bat from the left-hand side against the righty Alonso. Highland over at first base. We'll get a look from Alonso before the Rays hurler comes set at the belt. And the 0-1 on its way to Pompey is taken outside. It'll be one ball and a one strike count. Demi Ormoloy waits on deck. Pompey circles the bat around and awaits the 1-1. Highland is lead over at first base. He's there with one out. Now the break even pitch is taken inside. It's two balls and one strike. Pompey, a senior, he's ranked sixth on the Canadian Baseball Network's draft list. One of at least five guys on this team we might see go fairly early in the draft this coming June. Highland goes. The pitch is down low. The throw is low as well, but on a hop, it's in time. The shortstop, Toribio, applies the tag, and Highland is caught stealing for out number two here in the top of the first. David Rodriguez's throw was on a hop to second base, but it was accurate, and Toribio there to apply the tag, so Highland is caught stealing, and the bases are empty now. But a three-ball, one-strike count on Pompey. Here it comes. It's swung on and missed, and the count runs full. Bases clear, two outs, top of the first inning. And the payoff pitch on its way. Pompey swings, sends a high chopper left side of the infield, charging in as Grant Kay bare hands. The third baseman throws off balance to first, and it's just in time to get Pompey for the final out here in the top of the first. Nice play by the Rays third baseman Grant Kay to end the inning. And we will go to the bottom of the first here from Tropicana Field. No score between the Canadian Junior National Team and the Tampa Bay Rays prospect squad. You're listening to St. Petersburg International Baseball on Radio St. Pete.
Today's live broadcast of St. Petersburg International Baseball, featuring the Canadian Junior National Team, is sponsored on radio by RBC Bank USA. RBC Bank, where Canadians bank in America. Convenient online cross-border transfers and much, much more will make your financial life easier on both sides of the border with RBC Bank. Especially designed for Canadians, take advantage of our experience at RBC Bank USA. RBC Bank, where Canadians bank in America. Visit today at rbcbank.com.
Go to the bottom of the first inning here from Tropicana Field. No score between the Canadian Junior National Team and the Tampa Bay Rays prospect squad. Mike Soroka on the mound to get the start today for Team Canada. Team Canada got a base runner in the top of the first inning when Kobe Hyland reached on an error by the second baseman Riley Unruh, but he was caught stealing, and Tristan Pompeo ground out on a very nice play by third baseman Grant Kaye to end the top of the first inning. Alongside Joe Bordeaux, I'm Kirsten Karbach. It is great to have you aboard with us here on Sunday afternoon on Radio St. Pete. Team Canada wrapping up the spring training and National Team Alumni Week, getting the chance to play here in a Major League Stadium at Tropicana Field here in St. Pete. And Thomas Malone stands in to lead things off for the Rays prospects. First pitch on its way from Mike Soroka. It's bunted foul off behind the plate for strike one. Malone to be followed by Riley Unruh and Christian Toribio here in the first inning. Soroka, the right-hander on the hill, working to the left-handed hitting Malone. Starting center fielder today for the Rays. A one pitch. Fouled straight back into the screen, and it's nothing and two. Mike Soroka last pitched against the Atlanta Braves prospects, threw three innings in that start and allowed just an unearned run. Four hits, did not walk a batter, and struck out three. 0-2 pitch is off speed and up high. It's one ball and two strikes now to Malone.
Mike Soroka made an appearance after his pitching appearance against the Major League Blue Jays up at Dunedin last Sunday on the Blue Jays radio network. He is an aspiring broadcaster, it turns out. He's already thinking about what's going to happen after his baseball career, even though he's only 17 years old.
1-2 was fouled off, and the count remains a ball and two strikes. It might be a long time, though, before Mike Soroka has to turn to a broadcasting career, because I expect to see him go pretty high in this June draft if everything goes right, as the pitch is outside to make it 2-2 here to Malone. And Mike Soroka has a fastball, changeup, and a slider. Chris Vrietsma, the pitching coach of this Team Canada squad, was telling us before the game that he's hit as high as 94 on the radar gun during this week. 2-2, ground ball chopped out towards second, about three hops for Roy Sandeau, who picks it up and throws to first in time to get Malone out number one here in the bottom of the first inning. Let's look at Team Canada's defense now. Left to right across the outfield, they'll have J.F. Garone, Miles Gordon, and Demi Oromoloi. Peter Hudsell is the third baseman. Kobe Hyland joins him on the left side at shortstop. Royce Ando at second. Cooper Lamb has the start at first. And Andrew Yerzy handles the catching behind the plate. One down, base is empty. Here is Riley Unruh, the second baseman for the Rays prospects. First pitch from Soroka is a fastball. A little outside. It's 1-0. They do not have the radar gun up. A little bit disappointed. I was curious to see the velocity of some of these young pitchers today as the pitch is outside here to Unruh, 2-0. But Mike Soroka, a guy who's been frequently clocked in the low 90s. 2-0 the count here to Riley Unruh, bats from the left-hand side and looks at a fastball in there for a called strike, make it 2-1. Base is empty, one down here on the bottom of the first inning. Thomas Malone grounded out to second to start. Soroka kicks and fires the 2-1 and misses a bit low. So it'll be a hitter's count here, three balls and one strike. It's 4-0-4 to dead center field here at the Trop. 3-22 down the right field line and 3-15 down the left field line. 3-1 pitch is lined through the left side. That's a base hit. And Riley Unruh is aboard with the first hit of this ball game. A one-out single in the bottom of the first. I'll bring up Christian Toribio, the shortstop for the Rays prospects. He'll bat with a man at first base and one down. Bottom of the first inning, no score here from Tropicana Field. As Team Canada takes on the Tampa Bay Rays prospect squad. Toribio, right-handed batter. Awaiting the first pitch from Soroka. Unruh broke for a second. The pitch was a strike. The throw is not going to be in time. Big jump there for Unruh, and he swipes second base. He'll be in scoring position now with just one out. The count is nothing and one on Toribio. And Rowe kind of stutter-stepped starting towards second base before Soroka even delivered the pitch. He got there in plenty of time. And he leads away from second now with just one down. The 0-1 is a ground ball towards shortstop over to his left. Highland gathers it in and throws on to first base to get to Rebio. There's out number two, but Onro does advance on the ground ball. He's at third. I'll be there with two outs now for Casey Gillespie. And Joe Gillespie is certainly highly thought of in the Rays organization. A first-round draft pick from just a year ago.
Yep, this will be his first opportunity to play in a game here at the Trop. He's been involved in the young player camps, you know, that they do up here earlier in the year. So he's been to Tropicana Field before, but take a good look at this young man because you're liable to see him right in that spot soon.
Gillespie swings at the first pitch from Soroka, skies it in the air, foul, but out of play behind the Rays dugout. And one strike will be the count. Gillespie gets the start at first base. As I mentioned, was drafted in the first round last year. Played for Hudson Valley, the short season affiliate in the Rays organization, and put up pretty good numbers. 262, 7 home runs, 42 RBIs in 71 contests. As he looks at a strike from Soroka over the outer edge, and he's down in the count, nothing and two.
Spoke to Soroka earlier in the week. I believe he has played in a futures game up at the Rogers Center in Toronto, but he was very excited about getting this start today at the Trop for obvious reasons.
Soroka misses a bit outside that time, and the count moves to 1-2 here to Gillespie. There's a runner at third base, two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Soroka trying to keep it a scoreless game. Gillespie back in from the left-hand side. One ball and two strikes the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the fastball up high. First strikeout of the ball game for Mike Soroka. And the Rays put a man on, but strand him at third. We're through one inning here from Tropicana Field. No score between Team Canada and the Tampa Bay Rays prospects. You're listening to St. Petersburg International Baseball on Radio St. Pete.